I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Wars begin and then they end, or do they?
We have this endless war with an enemy that has nobody who can surrender.
Reporter Carol Rosenberg there. The endless war she's talking about is America's battle against terrorism. We'll hear more from Carol Rosenberg later in the show about her 12 years covering the prison at Guantanamo. These last few days, though, endless war seems to be the narrative in Iraq. The main and frankly shocking thread is the rapid advance of Sunni Islamist militants who've taken control of large parts of northern Iraq. Shiite leaders, both political and religious, are now urging their followers to take up arms. That threatens to lead to a sectarian civil war. And at the same time, Kurdish forces are consolidating control of oil-rich Kirkuk province, which they seized just yesterday. Ayub Nouri is an editor with Rudaw, an Iraqi Kurdish news service. He also used to work for The World in Iraq. He's in Toronto now, which is where we reached him earlier today. Ayub, give us a sense of what you're hearing from your friends and sources in Baghdad, first of all. Why are Shiites so alarmed at what's going on there?
The latest thing I heard from one of my friends and reporters in Baghdad is that local residents or people in Baghdad are really apprehensive and very scared as to what is going to happen, because they have heard that the Islamic militants are, some of them, in the outskirts of the city, and they are preparing an all-out assault on the city. They don't know if the government and if the army is going to be able to protect them. There's fear on the streets of Baghdad.
Yeah, so how are they preparing to protect themselves if there's no army, really, that they can count on?
The only hope I think they have is that the Iraqi army has a stronger presence in the capital, and they are hoping that they would not face the same quick defeat as they did in the other Sunni cities. And they think because the government itself is seated in Baghdad, hopefully it will defend the city better.
So why are so many Iraqi Sunni Arabs appearing to be welcoming the jihadi advance? That's what we're hearing.
Well, that's a very good question. And I believe that for the first time, an Islamic group in that region, especially in Iraq, has some genuine local sympathy. And the reason they support, or some of them receive these Islamic militants with open arms, is that they are deeply frustrated with the Iraqi Shiite government, because they have not been treated well. In the past 2 years, the Iraqi army has been suppressing genuine demonstrations in the Sunni cities, and they are not really asking for much. The Sunni people I talk to, and I have traveled to all of those regions where the fighting is happening today and spent a lot of time with the local Sunni people and with the Iraqi army. What they are asking for is for some public and social services, and their biggest problem is that the Iraqi army and Iraqi police, they say, is raiding their homes and detains their men and young boys and takes them to jail for no reason on the accusation of being members of the former Ba'ath Party. That's basically their problem. But it became so big that they finally saw salvation in these Islamic militants.
I mean, Saddam Hussein and his Ba'ath Party, we're talking heavy Sunni presence there. Do you see this as kind of a de-Ba'athification process in reverse?
Yes, exactly. Because now we have in our newspaper published reports, and local residents in Mosul and other areas say at least half or a great number of the Islamic fighters now are members of the former Ba'ath Party or army officers, army generals or soldiers who were discharged with dishonor in 2003 for no reason. They went home, they were treated badly, they were never able to get any government jobs or rejoin the army. So now they have offered their expertise and former training to this Islamic group.
That's really extraordinary. Where have you heard that from?
From people in Mosul, refugees who fled the city of Mosul to the safety of the Kurdistan region, they are now based in a camp, and they say actually the city of Mosul is now a little calm and people can go out. Some refugees have even returned, and they say part of the reason is that the former Ba'athists have joined, who have a better sense of maintaining security in a city than the Islamic militants.
Ayub Nouri, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ayub Nouri, an editor with the Iraqi Kurdish news service Rudaw.